good morning.
So Pornhub has stated their interest to buy Tumblr. How could this potentially affect the site?
Oh, look, I think the idea of an adult company buying Tumblr has a certain level of appeal to a lot of the people whose experience of Tumblr has been decimated by the Not Safe for Work ban. It is true that Tumblr has fundamentally changed at its core by removing not just pornography, but all sorts of very consensual adult content from the mix. But at the same time, Pornhub, which is owned by MindGeek, might not be the right choice to take the reins.
Mm. And there have been concerns about the ethics of the parent company, MindGeek, as various sites the company owns, including Pornhub, have been accused of copyright and salary deflation for performers. Given that there are so many independent artists and content creators on Tumblr, should the users be concerned that this parent company purchasing Tumblr may affect content ownership?
Oh, look, I think there's a lot on the table there, but at the end of the day, MindGeek, the Pornhub owners, are deeply unethical. They basically have a long history of buying both pornographic studios, and they own most of the porn, the YouTube clone porn sites. And then they basically pirate their own material, radically deflating the wages in the industry, and basically violating their own copyright and everyone else's. So I think in terms of Tumblr, the question of copyright is very different, because a lot of Tumblr relies on fair use or fair dealing, because they are snippets, often animated GIFs and things, which express rather than are just content delivery. It's a very different sort of space. And I do think Tumblr needs to return to a space where both, you know, the PG community and the adult friendly communities can coexist. But I don't think Pornhub and MindGeek are the right custodians for that change.
Mm. And Tumblr is notoriously not profitable for business or users in the same way that other social media platforms have been able to. For example, YouTube bought out a paid streaming service called YouTube Red, and it's the most popular YouTuber in 2018. Ryan Toys Review made $22 million from his YouTube channel. So, you know, quite a juxtaposition to the not profitable Tumblr. Why has Tumblr failed to be similarly lucrative despite its popularity with users?
Well, look, Tumblr has been very cautious about plastering its website with advertising, which is the main business model of all social media. I mean, the business model of Facebook, the business model of Google, the business model of YouTube, which Google owns, is advertising. And because Tumblr has not gone extremely advertising heavy, it has not been able to turn a profit. Equally, it's been very mindful of its communities. It hasn't wanted to radically change the nature of its communities by having so much advertising through it. So I think there is a challenge ahead for whoever ends up owning Tumblr to make sure that it can sustain itself, that it is profitable, and it does support all of the communities that used to call Tumblr home. I do think that a lot of people who have had to or been forcibly outed by Tumblr, who have moved on to other platforms, probably would go back at this stage. I think that the functionality of Tumblr is very important to all sorts of communities and can be again. But yeah, I really don't think that the MindGeek, which is a deeply unethical company, would be good custodians, because they would probably just see it as a space to blast more and more of their content, have more and more what can be quite inappropriate ads, obviously. Mm. And I doubt very much that they would look after the other half of the Tumblr communities, which, of course, is the PG sort of fandom and teen expression sort of communities.
Tama, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have. But thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's been my pleasure.